Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here. Well, it's been a busy start to the show talking about the snowbirds. Thank you, by the way, to the texts. My gosh, we have had, like, I'm not exaggerating when I say hundreds of texts that have come in this morning. We've got them saved here. I am going to try and weave them in through the show because I want to get your thoughts out there on the snowbirds and what this is going to mean for the program, for the city of Moose Jaw, for the Canadian Air Force in general. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Also, coming up at 10:30 this morning, I mentioned this earlier, I've got a professor of economics, University of Regina, specializes in Saskatchewan's electricity policy. And we're going to dig in a little bit more on the notion of the extending the life of the coal-fired power plants, the costs that are associated with it. And my guest will say there's one piece that hasn't been talked about that should be considered when we're talking about costs. So that's coming up at 10:30. The, I don't know if this was a couple of weeks ago, reading through the Globe and Mail, there was an article in there that inspired the conversation that we're about to have on surprise weddings. So this is the notion of changing the way you look at wedding planning. And if you think about traditional wedding planning, you know, it's putting together that giant guest list with seating charts and matching chair covers and candles for the table and all of the timelines and everything like that. This new trend, and it's all over social media, is what I would call more non-traditional weddings are gaining popularity. Couples who are thinking about tying the knot, but maybe they want to save a little bit of money. Maybe they just don't want to put in the time to prepare. So they want to do a, let's call it a pop-up wedding. What is a pop-up wedding? What is this all about? Well, I know someone that knows. Angela Hodel from Imagine Events Regina Pop-Up Weddings joins us in studio to talk about the growing shift away from traditional weddings and why maybe pop-up and surprise ceremonies are becoming more popular. Thank you for coming in, Angela. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. So pop up, give me, what is the definition? It probably means a few things.
Yeah, and I mean, there's lots of different ways to look at it. Locally, we think of a pop-up wedding as almost like a micro wedding. So you're having a, you know, tiny gathering, maybe a very small or no wedding party, and somewhere between 10 to 30 people joining you for I like to call it a local elopement. And it can come in the form of a surprise or it can be pre-planned, but it's usually doing something very small and intimate.
Sure. So you've been in the wedding industry for a while. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Well over 15 years.
Yeah. So is this new or is this just gaining kind of notoriety?
Well, it's not a new concept. I mean, all over North America, people have been, you know, having essentially elopements for years. But specifically in Saskatchewan, it started gaining popularity right around the time of COVID as people were trying to manage having smaller celebrations within, you know, the means that they could.
Mm-hmm. So let's just talk a little bit more about, like, what are the big differences? I mean, I mentioned in my introduction, you think about a big wedding. There's a lot of planning. There's a lot of details. Is this part of the beauty of a smaller kind of a pop-up ceremony? Less details to worry about?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's because it's all taken care of for you, right? So essentially when you're booking a pop-up wedding service, or package, you've basically got the venue, the photographer, all the decor, everything is already pre-selected for you. And, you know, you're going to have maybe a time slot or just a certain shorter period of the day, maybe a 2 or 3 hour package where you're going to go in, have a little ceremony, have some, you know, cocktails and light bites afterwards. And that's it. It's all wrapped up for you.
So when someone were to call you, let's say, because this is a big part of what your company does, they call you, they basically say, here's the day we want to get married. We're bringing a handful of people with us. Let's say 20 people will be there. What other information do they have to give you?
Generally, so we offer a couple of different options for them. If someone wants to do it on their own date and they want to choose a specific date, we have a couple of very neutral decor options that they can select from.
You've got it all. You've got the decor. Like they're not having to worry about any of that.
No, the only thing that they have to worry about is anything that they want to do personally themselves, right? So buy the wedding dress or not,
right?
So those smaller personal details, but otherwise when they book with us, we kind of bring everything. set it up, and they're ready to go.
You do traditional weddings as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, hundreds.
So tell me the difference from your vantage point.
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest, of course, is the size. But in addition to that, it's the cost, right? I mean, your average wedding now, with cost of living and everything going up, I mean, for people that are having 150 people at their wedding, they're easily spending anywhere between $25,000 to $40,000 on their wedding. Mm-hmm. When you look at a pop-up wedding package, for everything included, they might spend anywhere between, you know, $3,000 and $5,000, depending on, you know, their selections and what they're looking for.
Right. So you mentioned right off the start, but we're chatting today with Angela Hodel again. She's the owner of Imagine Events and Regina Pop-Up Weddings. You said they can be not a surprise to the guests. So guests, 20 people get told, be at this location on Saturday for our wedding. It's a small pop-up wedding, but it can be a surprise as well. And you've done those before?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, someone says they're planning their, you know, backyard barbecue or something like that. And when all their guests arrive, you know, we set it up to look like a backyard barbecue. But then halfway through the barbecue, they, you know, go inside, they put on a dress and they come out and we have a wedding ceremony.
And so what's that like?
That's super exciting because people aren't expecting it. And so, you know, I think it's a super fun way to celebrate.
Right. Do you ever, you know, when you're around, I mean, I'm sure you see it all. You know, we've got another friend of the show, Ari Avivi in Saskatoon, who is a marriage commissioner. And he talks about, he does theme weddings often, right? So people will plan theme weddings. So he talks about, you see it all. You see the bridezillas, you see the, you know, for lack of a better term, the bad mother-in-law or the grumpy mother-in-law. Do you see conversations happening about, you know, we should have done a different wedding, or people disappointed that they didn't get a chance to have a bigger wedding? How does this go over with the people that you're seeing at these weddings?
I think it's usually, it's not usually the couple itself. It's usually the families that, you know, have an issue because they want, you know, other family members to come that weren't invited, but they weren't able to do that because of cost. But I don't, you know, I don't think it's a deal breaker for anybody because, couples these days, specifically couples that are looking at doing a pop-up wedding, they're doing it for a reason. And it's usually, you know, financial or even timing, right?
Sure.
Or maybe it's a second marriage or something like that. And they've done it all before,
right?
You know? And so they just want something different. And I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm. The guest list thing I get, because if you're doing a small, again, call it a pop-up wedding, you're probably not inviting, you know, the aunts and uncles from all across Canada or whatever. It's probably a smaller group. Do you have many pop-up weddings that are larger groups?
Not very often. I you know, typically I would say the largest we see is somewhere between 30 and 40 guests, but that would be about the largest.
Yeah. What are some of the what I would call carryovers from a traditional wedding that you would still see at a pop-up? Like, what are the things that you will see the same?
Well, you're still going to have that beautiful customized ceremony, right? Couples still want to have that special piece incorporated. And then, you know, you'll still obviously have family photos. There's still a photographer there. People are still celebrating and doing sometimes the smaller traditions. So if they're only having a 2 or 3 hour celebration, they might do a small cake cutting, but not everybody is serving the cake. They're just cutting it for photos for themselves. Other things that they might do is they still might have a first dance. Obviously, they're not having a full traditional dance, but they're still doing those smaller traditional pieces that they want to incorporate as part of their special celebration.
Moments that could be captured on a quick video, maybe put on social media. I'm guessing
Exactly. That's
going to be a big part of it. Angela Hodel is my guest, owner of Imagine Events, Regina Pop-Up Weddings. Are there many people that do the kind of work you do?
You would be actually surprised.
Yeah.
You know, throughout Saskatchewan, there are a lot of wedding planners. There aren't many people that do a pop-up wedding option, but there are a handful for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's a matter of accumulating, like you said, decorations. Do you have regular venues that you work with as well?
Yeah, because you want to work with a venue also that's going to be able to work with a client's budget. Because, you know, when you book a giant hall or something like that, it's not really... It's going to be expensive and it's not really conducive to a budget, mm-hmm. you know, where you're only going to have a small celebration of 30 people. So you want to work with, you know, a smaller venue that is, you can book for an hourly rate and those types of things to be able to accommodate the client's budget for sure.
my daughter, not married yet, as a father of a future bride, I'm like, have you thought of a pop-up wedding? You know, because the expense is a big part of it. But obviously, you've got some that will still have that pull to a traditional wedding. I saw a text that made me chuckle on the text line this morning, knowing we were talking about this. If I am attending a pop-up surprise wedding, am I still obliged to get a gift? What do they do about gifts?
Well, I guess if you are going to an event, like, for example, and you've been invited to a family barbecue, you are not going to know that they are having a wedding.
Right.
So you would not bring a gift in advance. But I guess if you wanted to after the celebration, you want to do something.
There you go. Hey, in all of the surprise pop-up weddings you've been a part of, any that stick out for you just in terms of like the setting or something where it really did catch people off guard?
Yeah, we did a wedding once where it was a celebration in which we were celebrating a 50th wedding anniversary, actually for the couple's parents. And so they set it up as they were doing this 50th, anniversary right. celebration for their parents. And then as a surprise, they got married at their parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Pretty cool.
So it's kind of cool because they got to get married on essentially the same date as their parents did. And of course, all of their family and friends were there. So it was very unique.
Talking today with Angela Hodel. So if people are listening right now and they're like, I'm intrigued by this. I'd like to know a little bit more. What advice do you have for people as to whether a pop-up wedding is right for you or, leaning back to the more traditional style wedding?
Yeah. So I would definitely evaluate, like, first things first is thinking about who you want to come to your celebration. And if you do have a smaller guest list, then maybe a pop-up wedding is an option. You can always reach out because we definitely can customize them. So if you're, thinking you might have 50 or 60 guests, but you still want that pop-up wedding feel, that maybe it's just going to be a ceremony in a backyard barbecue or something like that, that you want to be really easy where everything is just going to come and be there for you. That's definitely a really good option. And then the other thing, of course, is always think about budget, right? Do you want to spend $25,000, $35,000 on a wedding, or do you want to keep that for a nice down payment on a house?
Regina popupweddings.ca.
That's correct.
That's the website. This has been a good chat, Angela. I appreciate you popping by today.
For sure. Thank you.
Angela Hodel, again, the owner of Imagine Events and Regina Pop-Up Weddings. And again, the website for her company, Regina popupweddings.ca. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.